But if you think about what these numbers mean, it means that there are 1,400 genes that are in humans and not in chimpanzees, right? Because these genes that have been duplicated are specific to humans, and these genes that have been lost in chimpanzees are also now only found in humans. And of course, it works the other way around. Chimpanzees have their own chimpanzee-specific duplications, and humans have their own human-specific losses, so chimpanzees have about an equal number of genes that we don't have. There are 1,415 human genes not found in chimps. So that's about 6% of the genome is different between humans and chimps, if you're counting in terms of the number of unique genes in one genome or the other, as opposed to this 1% number. The title is Evolution at Two Levels in Humans and Chimps. And to them, the two levels were, there's the protein coding genes and there's the regulatory stuff that you can change. And so really, what I'm trying to argue for is that there's multiple levels. Okay, there's the protein coding and the cis-regulatory regions of orthologous genes, and then there's all the other stuff that isn't orthologous, that has been duplicated or lost and moved around the genome and is dynamic in many, many ways.